What does it mean to be a community bank?
Hi, this is Carol Sandersfeld. At First Bank Hampton, it means offering great customer service to every customer who comes through our doors, whether it's in Hampton or at our Latimer office. It means always greeting each person with a hello and a smile, and offering the same friendly service in person or over the phone. It means offering you a full line of products and services that are designed to meet your personal financial needs. If you're looking for a bank that puts you first, turn to us, First Bank Hampton, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a feature interview with people who are making a difference and making news in our local communities. Every Monday through Friday at this time, you will hear a feature interview from the newsmaker for the Radio on the Go News Department, featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others for a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Good afternoon. On today's Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, we are joined by the co-chair of the Iowa Falls RAGBRAI group. It is Jeff Birchfield. Wanted to bring Jeff on today to talk about RAGBRAI, which after what we've all been through in the past year, looks like it's going to be a go this year. And can you tell folks a little bit about your other co-chair and about how many people you have volunteering for it right now?
I am co-chairing this event for Iowa Falls RAGBRAI with Allie Campbell. And then we have an executive board of core people here in Iowa Falls that are helping with the organization and coordination of efforts, and it is a total team effort. We also have broken things down by committees, and we have a committee chair in charge of their group, and then regular meetings where we are kind of getting up to date on the comings and goings of the committee and the happenings, and then in addition to that, needed next, and then obviously meeting not just with our committees and with the executive board, but also with RAGBRAI officials as well.
So you throw in a pandemic, and on top of all this, you guys were gearing up for this last year, didn't happen. Is it help going through this little bit of a delay to get ready for this year?
Well, the one thing that we had as a result of the pandemic is we were well on our way to getting things scheduled, and we're really in a good place as far as our coordination and efforts to organize Iowa Falls RAGBRAI before the pandemic came and took everything away and basically brought everything to a halt. We had the opportunity then to continue to be an overnight stop for RAGBRAI the next time, and that would be in obviously year 2021. We jumped on that opportunity again. So yes, our planning was ahead of where we would have been otherwise, because we had already had a real good jump on our planning and coordination from the previous year. It is nice to be able to look at an event like this, for one, giving people a chance for looking ahead and looking forward to something, and two, an opportunity for a local businesses to enjoy a bit of an economic recovery with the number of people that will be overnight in our community on Tuesday, July 27th.
So at that time, I know we still got a ways to go, but give us a little bit of what you guys have worked up to this point as far as where people are going to be staying. Do you have very many vendors that have come forward, those type of things?
One of the first things that I will highlight is the work that has been done for finding places to stay for our cyclists as they come into town. And chair of our campgrounds committee is Jody Dennis, and Jody has been an absolute rock star on coordinating that committee. We do not have the luxury that some communities have for a big campground spot at a fairground, so therefore we do have a lot of green spaces throughout the community. So we're going to be using a lot of parks. Main RAGBRAI campground will be at Iowa Falls Alden High School, and then a variety of other places throughout the communities for tenting and for camping as well. So I would say that probably the one piece that we really have worked hard on and really have a great plan in place is for our campground. To put on an event like this, it really takes a total team effort, and Jody's just a perfect example of being able to take things and run with it from the campground site. Vendors we're working through, you have a committee chair in charge of that as well, and I can say that we are also making plans for our entertainment for that evening and have been in contact with different live acts for the entertainment site, and that is shaping up very nicely as well. You know, I have ridden every Rag Rye since 2002, and so I bring with me a lot of experience to the cycling side of Rag Rye. This is the first time that I've been directly involved with planning and coordinating for a Rag Rye event for an overnight town, and it brings about an entirely different perspective of Rag Rye. But again, our community has been great in stepping up. If anyone is hearing this and thinks, you know what, I would really like to be a part of Iowa Falls Rag Rye in one way, shape, or form, please like us on Facebook, Rag Rye Iowa Falls, or contact myself, Allie Campbell, Michelle Niederhoff, Tyler Dewitt, the Spoken Wheel Cyclery, Carla Damiano, or Jody Dennis. Contact the City of Iowa Falls and let them know that you'd like to volunteer in any way, shape, or form, and we'll make sure that we'll be able to utilize you in your areas of interest or expertise, give you memory that you won't soon forget that will be Rag Rye 2021.
Jeff, in closing, is there anything else you want to add about Rag Rye?
We do have a volunteer sign-up event that we're looking forward to on Monday night. That is this Monday night, which is April 19th. That'll be held at Tim Buck Brew in the evening, and people can just show up and sign up for any committee that they would like to sign up for, or again, contact any of our members that I've mentioned from our executive board, and we look forward again to really showcasing our community for our theme, Nautical by Nature, on Tuesday, July 27th. That is Rag Rye 2021.
All right. Well, our thanks to Jeff Birchfield, today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entireties by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker is featured as part of Radio On The Go stream, or is also a part of our podcast, which can subscribe to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
At First Bank Hampton, we're proud to be an agricultural bank. We care about the well-being and continued success of our local farmers. Hi, this is Eric Reichertz at First Bank Hampton. From operating lines of credit, equipment, and real estate loans, you can always count on First Bank Hampton to be your local, trusted financial partner. All of our loan decisions are made locally with lenders you know and trust. Call and set up an appointment with one of our ag lenders today. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC and equal housing lender.